This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
If you're a leader, do listen up in the workplace. And even if you're not, this conversation, I think, is something that can be adopted to pretty much wherever you find yourself busy in sharing the space with other people. Here in the studio today, I want to welcome Vikas Gwalpa. He's an organization development specialist, or an OD advisor, at SIG Advisory. Good morning, Vikas. Nice hanging out with you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You didn't have to sit in that horrible N1 traffic coming here, I hope.
No, fortunately, early enough, so all good, all good.
Lovely to have you here. Let's start off with organizational development specialist. For people listening this morning saying, what do you do and where do you do that?
Yeah, it's a great space to work in. It's really answering the question, how do we create healthy work environments?
Mm.
So the focus of organizational development is to understand the people and the environment and look at ways how we can develop high trust environments. Build good leadership and build good teams, and great careers.
Yeah, you're talking about a healthy or an unhealthy working environment. What does an unhealthy working environment look like?
At the core, I think we see symptoms of poor communication, people not being clear about why they are there and what they should do. But really, it's about actually not having good trust. So healthy work environments, if I can go to the opposite, is really about where we see high trust between people. People having clarity about why they are there, what their purpose is, and people being allowed to work in their sweet spots, bringing what they've got as talents.
Yeah, you're not walking into an organization and saying, let me just give you a list of how bad you are. You're really about looking at opportunities at seeing people be the best version of themselves in the workplace.
Yeah, so there's this terminology called entropy, and entropy is about all the things that takes energy from an environment or a system. So we look at entropy, what are the things that's wrong? But then we attend to those, but the focus is how do we create this healthy work environment where people really want to show up in and bring their energy and their gifts.
Yeah, sometimes work becomes this thing you do just to earn money, and you never really go there and give the best of, there's more of us, isn't it, than just this is what I can do well. I've got a way of thinking, I've got my own personality, and it's more than just making people laugh in the kitchen. Like, how can I find out what's inside of me that needs to come out that can actually make a workplace a much better environment to be in?
Yeah, I think work is work. For many of us, work is work. But I also really believe that God gave us work as a platform to express ourselves.
Yeah.
So if we are allowed, to think about and journey with our own awareness of what makes us unique and special, and how do we present that and bring that in a specific workspace with specific people, I think that's a great, great gift. But it's not something that just happens automatically.
Sure.
And work is complex, and people are complex, so colleagues are often complex, and that's the space that I get to work in.
Yeah, and workspaces often aren't conducive to seeing that come out of you. So often you get caught up in the tasks. There's not an opportunity for you to actually inspire somebody or let another part of your personality come out that could make the place a better space to work in.
Yeah, so we get high-pressure environments. So I work, for instance, in the medical industry.
Yeah.
People just running from 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening, and there's little time to reflect. Other work environments have got less stress, and it's a bit easier. But the challenge is to look at each unique environment and still look and see the people and say, what do people need and what is good for people?
Yes.
And that's the challenge.
But then you need to have the right people in a space to be able to identify that in other people. Whose responsibility is that?
Yeah, it's a tough question because I think there's a balance between self-management and showing up self and asking about why am I here. But we've got structure in terms of leadership, and ultimately leadership creates the culture. Leadership sets the pace for the values and what people experience. So ultimately, the accountability lies with leadership to create healthy work environments.
Yeah, you mentioned the word values. I get a feeling from some conversations I've had with people in the professional environment that very often the people who work there aren't even familiar with the values of the company, never mind the mission and the vision. And I think if you don't understand the values of the place that you're called to work in, can be quite challenging, particularly if you have your own set of values, but you don't know if they can exist together in harmony.
Yeah. Very true. All teams, all work teams have got a shared mindset. And we, without being expressed necessarily. And values are actually a great way to define and express those mindsets that exist. And there are existing mindsets, and sometimes they're conducive. But when we work with organizational development processes, we actually define the values that describes the shared mindset that makes us successful. And you're right, personal alignment, own value system with that of the employer or the place that I get to work with doesn't happen overnight or doesn't happen automatically.
Is it important in a workplace, if you don't actually know what the values are, to ask? Maybe that's not something that people do. Maybe that's in the perfect world. I don't know. To go there and say, well, I'm working in this place. What are the values of this organization if it isn't splashed up in the boardroom, you know, in framed pictures?
Yeah, it's not a question. I often sit in interviews at executive level.
Yeah.
And it's often not a question. People don't know how to express values. They don't know the words. So if I ask you, what are your four core values? You might know, but many of us actually don't know.
Yeah.
So it's not a conversation. People just say, what do I need to do and what are you going to pay me? Yeah. And then they show up and then they discover the culture and they realize, oh, actually, this is not who I am. I'm actually uncomfortable in this space because I'm not aligned with my personal values. Yeah. And then leadership has this challenge. So I think we work a lot with when we do appointments, we actually... we make quite an intent sort of a process to define values and to say this is what we stand for.
Yeah.
So we talk a lot about purpose and those things, but actually the question is, what is it like to be here on a daily basis? And that's a great question to ask.
Yeah, in the workplace. Because you want to create a workplace where it's not only about enjoyment, because that's circumstantial and that depends on your mood and sometimes stress levels are high, as you've said. But to find a workplace where you can actually find meaning, that's far deeper than just, were you happy at work today?
Yeah, I think many people might be familiar with the term of flow from Csikszentmihalyi. And he talks about we need to be stretched. That's actually where we find most meaning, is when we are stretched. So it's not just about joy and happiness. It's actually being stretched to our full potential. And I think that's the great space that work can often be, is to say, you know, this is not easy. But as a team, we understand what we want to achieve and we stretch each other. And that's where great teams happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And that does take good leadership, though. These things don't just happen by osmosis. So the pressure, I think, is not necessarily pressure, but the joy of being able to release that within your employees should be a priority for leadership. But then who calls it out of them? You?
So we try. Yeah. The sad thing is teams achieve great things, but often there's no time to celebrate. There's no time to stop and say, this was really great. And especially the top leadership, CEOs, MDs, they just attend to the next important thing. And often there's not time to reflect. You know, and I think we, in our work, we want to create many moments, even small moments, to stop and pause and say, what's been good? What's working well? So not just attending to the challenges and the problems. But CEOs find it challenging to stop intentionally and think about, you know, what's actually working well. They're just problem orientated most of the time, as many of us are.
Yeah, you can see the necessity for an OD advisor like yourself, and then also coaches with these CEOs, you know, working with them, business coaches, to take us to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really privileged to work in the way that I do. You know, and you really get to experience aha moments. I sat with an MD yesterday afternoon and had quite a tough conversation about where he's at and where his business is at and how do we align that. But it's so amazing, by grace, you see these moments happen when they light up and they realize that was just a good thought or a good question to ponder. And that's so amazing. Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of burnout? I know that's such a loosely used term by so many people, but are you seeing that in leaders who are just giving all of the time? Are you seeing burnouts quite often?
Unfortunately, we do. Yeah. And there's this whole sort of range between just being overwhelmed, being fatigued, but then real burnouts. Unfortunately, we see a lot of that. And it's a real, real challenge because it shows up as a very depleted person, having still to make many difficult decisions and bring a lot of energy, and they just don't have it. So we see it.
Yeah. And having to step aside is not always an easy thing to do. So you keep on fighting, you know, and pushing through. I was hearing somebody speak around CEOs and around leaders and the massive role that they have to play, and that they, I'd love your opinion on this, they almost lack an identity, because once the time has come and they need to step down and they're no longer the CEO and somebody else has to take over, it's almost like they don't have an identity of their own anymore. They don't know, where do I fit in, particularly if you're older, and where do you connect in? Is there another board to join? Is there another place to lead? And there sometimes isn't, that they have to actually find a new identity. I'm not sure if you have a thought around that.
Yeah, I know for sure. I think we all run the risk. Mm. Even those of us who really love what we do.
Yeah.
You know, work is one facet of life. But often, because we spend so much time at work, CEOs thinking about work and their team most of the time, it becomes part of who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, even my work, I really love it. So, I think of myself as an OD specialist.
Mm.
That says something about identity.
True.
So it's something to guard against, but also to value, but to... The challenge for CEOs is that they've got very little time to think about other things outside of work. So they end up working really hard to go on holiday. And then they relax for 2 weeks. And then the last 2 days of the holidays, they start thinking about work again. So that informs identity. That informs your mindset. And that is the challenge, is to find balance while being responsible, while thinking about work.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Very much so. Just as we wrap this up, Vikas, but for us as believers, we need to have our identity in Christ. And that can also be a challenge then again, because you know who you are in Jesus, but you still have to lead an organization. So I wouldn't say there's a tussle there, but, you know, that's a challenge, I could think, for believers who find themselves in positions of leadership.
Now, that question is, am I doing the right thing? You know, and as Christians, we really want to be honoring of God. And as CEOs, I see they really want to do good by their people, and they really want to be successful in business.
Yeah.
And that's a tall order. And I think, you know, leaders, therefore, specifically, they benefit from being grounded in Christ and being sometimes allowed into spaces where they can just be and be honest about their Christianity, their faith, and their struggles. And I think that's helpful if we are can create that for CEOs.
Yeah. Let's end on a high note. There is hope and help available for these offices where they're leaders with burnout, where their staff that don't necessarily understand or want to work towards values, and people getting lost a little bit in the busyness of everything, and they're losing out the opportunity to add value and to gain value from what's happening around. There is help, right, and hope?
No, for sure. Yeah. No, for sure. And I think there's a great movement, you know, in terms of awareness of what's good for people and what's good for organizations. And it's not just about profit and bottom line. You know, again, I'm privileged to have amazing clients where the question really is about how do we create significant work experiences, something that's good for people, but also has a good impact in the world. And I think that's a great movement that's happening. So, no, very optimistic about opportunities there.
Good. And if you're a business leader right now in a business, reach out. Find an organization development specialist. Find an OD advisor. Get in touch with Vikas Gwalpa from SIG Advisory. Find somebody who can help you, because even the top guys, we see the best tennis players in the world, the top businessmen, they've got coaches, they've got people who help them and stand by them. We cannot do this on our own. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about loneliness and isolation, and I think that's something that can happen. If we had more time, I'd love to get into that as well. But we are plumb out of time. And that's something that we find happen even in the workplace. Surrounded by people, yet you still feel isolated and alone. So reach out and get the help. Get that brotherhood. Get that team. And get that team to shine. Thanks, Vikas. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.